This podcast of Martini Shot is a production of KCRW Santa Monica and KCRW.com. Support for KCRW podcasts comes from the Southern California Lexus dealers.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I went shopping last weekend for clothes. "What's great about this jacket," the guy at Barney said to me, "is that you can wear it everywhere, to the office, out to dinner, to a cocktail party, or some kind of art function." Now, that really sounded like an exciting life, rushing to the office and then dashing out to a cocktail party, to a dinner engagement, to some kind of jacket-wearing affair. But unfortunately, I'm a writer. Mostly, I walk the dog and sit around. That's not to say I'm a slob. I mean, look, the problem with being a writer on a TV show is that you have to work in close quarters with a lot of other writers, the kind of people who take the idea of dressing casual and just really run with it. "I don't want to see your toes again, okay?" I once had to say a couple of years ago to a young writer on our staff. He had decided to wear some form of sandal, you know, the kind that the complicated Velcro straps and the thick tire tread soles, to work, to the office, to the writer's room, where we all have to sit around for hours and do rewrites and story conferences. You know, in quarters like that, you just don't want to be staring at someone's toes all day. Now, as hard as it is for some writers to accept, there is such a thing as too casual. Now, being stuck in a writer's room all day is hard enough, but if you get stuck in there with some guy who insists on wearing shorts and insists on putting his feet up on the desk, at which point his shorts, which were baggy to begin with, just kind of drape down and reveal things. It's just not right. You know, and it can get worse than that. I remember once when I was a young writer in a writer's room, halfway through the rewrite, the executive producer stood up and headed to his private bathroom, which was just a few steps away, behind a single door. A thin door. A door that, shall we say, was deficient acoustically. Now, for the next several moments, the entire writing staff and two writer's assistants heard noises and etc. "I hope," a fellow writer turned to me and said, "that I am never that relaxed at work." Actors, of course, always look great. Their sloppiness is attractive and insouciant and dashing. You know, they instinctively know when casual ends and homeless begins. And you'd think writers would pick up on that, of course, but they don't. Writers, in TV anyway, are nominally in charge. They're the executive producers and the showrunners and the ultimate bosses of most TV productions. But you wouldn't know it to watch them shuffle into work in a pair of sweatpants and inappropriate hip-hop sneakers. I once witnessed a tense conversation about an important moment in a script between a writer wearing bright red Nikes, cargo shorts, and an Air Bud 7 sweatshirt, and an actor in $800 jeans, a cool purple shirt, and impressive hair. Who do you think won that little exchange? Dick Wolf, the ubiquitous and powerful producer of the Law & Order empire of shows, is famous for wearing a suit, an actual suit, tie, everything, pretty much every day. He looks more impressive and more intelligent and more in control than anyone else in the TV business, more than any actor, writer, or even network president. When he puts his feet up on the desk, nothing is revealed. When he explains something to an actor, it stays explained. Of course, he's a talented guy, but when you've got a gajillion shows on the air and you're dealing with network executives and studio buyouts and directors on location, a nice suit doesn't hurt. I'm going to start with a jacket. You know, something I can wear to art openings and swank nightclubs. I never know what to wear to those. That's it for this week. Next week, we'll congratulate our friends. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.
You've been listening to KCRW's Martini Shot. KCRW offers more than 20 podcasts, including film reviews with Joe Morgenstern. Each Friday, The Wall Street Journal's Pulitzer Prize-winning film critic brings his wit and wisdom to bear on current releases. You can find the podcast of Joe Morgenstern's film reviews at kcrw.com.